Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now. There's going to be an annual resource fair for families and individuals with disabilities that's coming to the Library 2C, and it's a free event. To get more into that, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and say good morning to Carol Van Ness. She is the agency representative for Pikes Peak Interagency Transition Team. Good morning, Carol. This is a pretty big event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Dan.
So let's get into it. It's a resource fair for families and individuals with disabilities. What can families expect from the big fair coming up at Library 21C?
So this Thursday, April 18th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Library 21C, agencies, businesses, and providers are all coming together to provide information on services and programming for individuals of all ages with all types of disabilities. And we have breakout speakers from the Resource Exchange, the ARC of the Pikes Peak Region, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, and Medicaid.
So when it comes to these resources, what is the need and is it growing?
It's a huge need. There are many, many people either moving here from other states or have even lived here their whole lives, and they do not know that there are so many different resources available for them, from employment to financial support, legal support, day programming, therapeutic resources. It's a big need.
So let's get more into that. So when they actually learn about these things, how do they take advantage of these resources, and will you be covering that coming up in the fair tomorrow at Library 21C?
Yes, we will be taking information from families. We'll be showing them how funding is provided. There are many different waiver programs that the state provides and scholarship programs as well, and so there's a lot of different ways that families can get involved.
So you've been a part of this Pikes Peak Interagency Transition Team for quite some time. Give us a kind of a sense about how important this transition team is, and how was it formed?
Well, it actually formed from the need that we saw from different area school districts, having to collaborate and provide resources for their students in the Pikes Peak region. And yes, I've been involved for over 10 years now, and we have seen a lot of different agencies and programs come and go throughout that time. And we just want to be able to support families the best that we can.
So this annual resource fair is going to be taking place, as you mentioned, tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at 21C. It's a free event. If people want more information, where can they go?
Yes, they can go to our website. It's www.ppitt.org. They can get information on how to access our email system, our new newsletter, and our fair flyers are on there as well.
That's excellent. Carol, thanks for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate you spreading the news, and we'll help those families that need this type of annual resource fair. We'll get those the information they need as we talk about this throughout the morning. Again, it's happening at Library 21C, which is up north near the Chapel Hills Mall, correct?
Correct, 1175 Chapel Hills Drive.
Okay, excellent. Carol, thanks again for joining us, and all the best to you. I hope the fair is a huge success.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
There's going to be pizza and drinks provided.
Ooh, pizza and drinks. You can't beat that. Thanks again, Carol. We appreciate it.